summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Michael. So oil is still very much in the headlines. People are saying that the low prices have taken out a lot of supply from the market. And now Citigroup's analyst has raised oil forecast to $65. Do you agree with this direction?
I'm surprised that the price target has been raised. I still think there's a huge global glut. So the short answer is no, I don't. I just don't see the fundamentals really supporting a price movement of that intensity. But, you know, it certainly is a momentum trade as of late, given the fact that oil has rallied as strongly as it has over the course of the last month or two.
And what are your views about the supply situation having that a very strong bullish influence on oil? I mean, Nigeria has problems and a lot of the low oil prices have taken out a lot of, has curbed a lot of American supply at least.
Yeah, well, you know, there still is a tremendous supply of oil. I mean, while there may be short-term issues with Nigeria, we have Iran oil coming in the marketplace, and we still have shale oil being pumped in the United States that may have shut down temporarily, but is going to re-engage as soon as oil starts moving towards a $50 barrel number. So in our view, the supply still outstrips demand with a fairly tepid global growth picture.
Now, of course, oil being in the commodity world has been rocked by what's going on in China, the slowdown of the demand coming out of there. And a few days ago, the Wall Street Journal reported minutes of a PBOC meeting that officials are losing their resolve to liberalize the Chinese economy. How much weight do you put on this kind of report, and how does this affect your investing views of China?
Well, I think that China still is a problem. I don't think that China's economy has stabilized to a point where one can reasonably predict what the growth rate is going to look like in China, whether or not they're even going to be able to meet their 7% target. So I think that China is really a great uncertainty. I think perhaps the most telling indicator about China is when you go to China and you ask affluent Chinese and business leaders where the best place to invest their money is, they never say China. They always say outside of China in various other countries.
Absolutely right. And that's reflected in those M&A dollars that China is spending in the United States. And do you think that this kind of outflow will add to the pressure that faced by the Chinese economy?
I think it will. I think when you have a affluent population trying to figure out ways to get their money outside of the United States, you start to see things like Chinese groups wanting to buy hotel chains like Starwood, for example, or various acquisitions in Europe, as well as the real estate purchases that are happening around the world from Chinese affluent as well as Chinese businesses. So I do think that China continues to be a soft spot in the global economy, and I just don't know that they're out of the woods yet. I can't quite tell you exactly what that moment will be in terms of what indicator we're looking for. But at this point, it doesn't seem obvious to me that China is in recovery mode.
And of course, the Fed takes China into account on whether to raise interest rates or not. And a lot of the bets have changed quite sharply to now call for a June rate rise. Where do you stand on this?
I think that rates are going to go up in June. I think that it'll probably be 0.25%, and I would be very surprised if rates went up any more this year. But I do think that signs are pointing to a June increase. Remember that the Federal Reserve isn't necessarily looking for as bullish a signal as the markets are looking for. The Federal Reserve has their other gauges that they're looking for, such as manufacturing and what the core job growth numbers are. So I think that rates are going to go up 0.25% in June. And in my view, that's as much as they're going to go up this year.
And the other major risk factor is also the Greek situation. The IMF is calling for some debt relief, but I think the Germans want to maintain the very hawkish stand on Greece. How do you see this situation panning out?
Well, I think you're going to continue to see Greece really struggle. I mean, this is really bankruptcy in slow motion, essentially, is what it is. So I don't really see a situation where the Greece situation is going to improve. Are the Germans going to capitulate and provide more favorable terms? When it's all said and done, probably. Greece simply just has too high debt relative to their GDP to even possibly meet the numbers that have been required of them for the bailout that was previously received. So Greece is going to continue to be a problem, but I think you're going to see markets kind of shrug this off. I think most participants realize Greece is pretty much a dead economy and there's no hope for that economy to recover.
Thank you very much. That was Michael Yoshikami, CEO of Destination Wealth Management in San Francisco.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.